Welcome, everybody, to episode 489 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, alongside my trusty cohorts, Breakman the Bold, Eric the Great. Gentlemen, how are you?
Oh, you usually ask how's our week.
Yeah.
I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah, I'm better since I'm not in a stupid workplace.
Yeah, that's good. That's always good. What about you, Break?
Thank you for caring about my feelings.
Yeah.
It's appreciated.
We don't care about your feelings, Breakman. I mean, come on. This is RP Grinders.
Your name is Breakman, so that suggests you're a robot, so you don't have feelings.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were a robot.
That's not true. Just robots have feelings, too.
Mega Man felt something a little like anger in Mega Man 8, though.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Breakman, how was your week? Do okay? Doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played a little bit more Xbox. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm still on the third level in Gears 4.
Oh, shit.
How much I played. Anyway, go on.
I was just going to say I got a little bit of an announcement. I didn't tell you guys before the show. I didn't have much time to prep you guys, but it's no big deal. For the 500th episode,
I'm finally getting an operation.
I am getting the operation. I will be I'm not getting the operation. That's for Freak 5.
Man. So you decide to keep it, and you're just getting the top done.
Okay. How dare you? Hey, I never have to leave the house
I didn't know. I mean, it's a choice. It's up to you.
How dare you bring Freak 5's private business into this episode, man? I'm appalled for Freak. Anyways, for the 500th episode, which will be 11 episodes from now, like, what is that? I don't know the date, but... I'm going to be giving away one of the Infinity Gauntlet coins that I received going to see it on Fan Night. So it's a nifty little coin. People have been selling it on eBay for like $20, but I'll be giving away one on the 500th episode. You have to be in chat. I'll throw your name in a hat, and we will draw them at the end of the show. So it should be fun.
As long as nothing happens, July 13th is the date.
July 13th, yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
Like, Jesus, see what Christ. I mean by something happening?
Yeah,
like,
just like that.
An emergency call, yep. Right now.
Emergency call.
Like, now
right
he's got to go get in his cape and his boots and put on his mask and go stop that jaywalker.
You got me. You got me, man.
The senior citizen superhero.
Yeah. How dare you, senior citizen? Slim in the waist, pretty in the face, man. That's me.
Garlic bitch calling you?
Garlic witch. How dare you? What is going to go on after Grinders is I'm going to do a huge, Grinder dance party. So... a couple of things to look forward to, especially if you're in the chat. It's always a good time in chat. So it'd be fun. You could win a unique coin. I mean, I there's not very many of these coins because they only released them the Thursday before they released Infinity War. So I figure it'd be nice.
Do they slide into some like Infinity Arcane cabinet or something?
I take it back. I looked at the calendar wrong because when I flipped pages on the calendar, it kept some of the month. It's actually July 27th.
July 27th. See how you are?
Yes.
Well, barring us.
Well, I'm sorry. Like, I flipped pages on the calendar. I didn't realize it kept some of the last month when I flipped the page.
Yeah. Excuses.
So I recounted a couple days.
Excuses, Breakman. Excuses. No, but it'll be a fun time. So the 27th of July, tentatively, because, you know, we could miss a week and push it back a week or whatever. But it should be fun. So... Hopefully you guys are here in chat for a chance to win that pretty awesome coin. On one side it has the Infinity Gauntlet. The other side it has the Avengers A. It's really cool. It's a nice heads or tails coin, if you will. So, all right. Let's get on with...
You're talking about Marvel. I like to say that can we, instead of getting Iron Man 4, can we just reboot the entire franchise of Iron Man films?
No, I'd like Iron Man 4, please. But do it better than 3, because 3 sucked. But
or can we just redo 3? Pretend 3 didn't happen.
Yeah, pretend 3 didn't happen. Although I did like
it. My thought is...
Hey, give us a real Mandarin who has real rings of power.
Yeah, What were you saying?
My thought is that there are going to be a lot of people who sacrifice themselves to resurrect the people that aren't there anymore. I'm trying to be unspoilerific.
Yeah, I think they'll just use the Time Stone or convince Thanos to... Or Thanos will be sad because he misses his daughter and...
Dude, spoilers.
Yeah.
That's hardly a spoiler. I mean, they tell
us. Yes, it is. It is a spoiler. Yeah. It's a big spoiler.
Yeah. We should refrain.
So much a spoiler if you don't know who his daughter is. But
if you've seen the other movies, you know who his daughter is.
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge spoiler, Eric. That aside.
You can censor me.
Huh?
No.
Just put a sound effect in.
No. There's spoilers, so let me just say the people who, since we're spoiling right now, the people who died, I think they're going to be brought back, but I think there's going to be sacrifices from the people who survived.
I think one of those people
is going to be Iron Man.
Possibility, but I don't think they can do that, Breakman, because Iron Man is the absolute linchpin of that universe, so... I think they're gonna cast somebody different to play Iron Man, and who that person is, I don't know. They're gonna
they could do it like in the comics. They got that they got a girl to play Iron Man now.
Yeah, Riri Williams.
She changed her name to what was it now?
Yeah.
What's her name now?
What? Riri?
The Iron Soldier or something?
Riri Williams?
No, or super. She's not Iron Man. She changed to something.
Oh, I don't know.
Because she's not a man. She's like, I'm not a man. Like, I got to change. I can't remember what she changed it to.
I have no idea. But I know it's Riri Williams that is the new Iron Woman. But they could do that too. But
I mean, maybe it's Iron Woman. That's what I was saying.
I don't know. Iron Man is a linchpin. He can't be taken out, man. Freak 5 says Pepper Potts will replace Stark. That would be interesting. I wouldn't mind that. Although I don't know how.
The one thing I thought was interesting with Iron Man is that it looked like they gave him some of the tech that he uses in the Marvel vs. Capcom games. It would have been nice if he had a giant photon cannon, though. Yeah. Oh well.
All right, guys, we got to get through this news because there's a shit ton to get to. So let's get started, Eric.
Okay. From GoNintendo.com, actually. We're not starting with RPG site. Idea Factory is bringing 10 visual novels to the Switch. Some of them aren't mentioned here, but like Hakuoki, like the compilation of the two Vita games that was released on the PS4 previously, is coming to the Switch.
Cool.
Code Realize, Bouquet of Rainbows, which I just finished reviewing not long ago, and I still need to do the write up on that. But Cendrillion Palika, Nil Admirari no Tenmin, Iridori Nadesco, to the Switch, but also Lover Pretend, Birushana Senki Genpiden, Shiritsu Versailles Gakuen, Sengoku Nightblood. Amnesia, which is Amnesia Memories, I guess. They can't just call it Amnesia here because there's already a game called Amnesia.
Yeah.
But Norn and Nonette, or Norn plus Nonette, Rene Ariane, I don't know how to pronounce that, Desfleur. Okay. And those are all the games they have planned so far.
That's cool. Here's the Infinity Coin I was talking about. I don't know if you guys can see that with the glare. Let me see if you guys can see that. But there's the the Infinity Gauntlet. That's what that is. So there you go. That's what you could win. But all right, Breakman, next story.
Okay. Next story. Ad popped up on me. Hold on a moment. Coming to us live from RPG site, Death's Gambit. Indie side-scroller RPG Death's Gambit launches on August 14th.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the story. But if you look at that video, it looks fantastic, man. If you guys get a chance after the show, check it out because it's I'm showing it on the screen now. But it looks fantastic. It's kind of a action side-scroller type game.
It'll be for the PS4 and the PC, and the promise of immortality lies at the heart of Ceridon, and the ad just fucked me over. Never mind. What the shit is this? I got some pop-up bullshit.
Oh, man. What's up with that?
Okay, anyway, the promise of immortality lies at the heart of Ceridon. As Death's right hand challenge the undying guardians of the realm and endure the eternal struggle to purge their souls. But what reward awaits a fateful servant of Death? Death's Gambit is a hardcore 2D action platformer with rich RPG elements. Master the precise combat, utilizing a wide variety of weapons and abilities to confront the horrors that lurk deep within Ceridon.
How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled.
Explore a mysterious and unforgiving world to uncover the true price of immortality. Embrace the challenge of being an agent of Death.
Yeah. That sounds good. It looks good. It looks good.
Agent of Death.
Yeah, Agent of Death.
Say this like, Cloak and Dagger name of a series or two characters?
It's a series. It's
both. It's the name of the series and the name of the characters.
Yeah, I love Cloak and Dagger, and I like them in Marvel Puzzle Quest because you could switch back and forth between the two. And
so they have different powers, or are they just kind of like Black Widow?
They have powers. They have like divine powers. It's kind of weird, but it's cool. I'm excited for that series, actually. So, all right, on to the next story from RPG site. Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate for the Nintendo Switch will be released on August 28th. And there's a trailer which you can view after or during the show. I'm playing a little bit of it now. It looks pretty.
So I'm guessing that they didn't announce it back when it was originally announced a year ago because they didn't want it cutting into Monster Hunter World sales.
Yeah, that's a good
or
play
the other
on
way around.
Monster Hunter Worlds did very well from what I hear tell too, so that's good news. I want to play Monster Hunter. Freak Five.
You know what? I was thinking about that. Like, that's one of those games. There's so many of them. It's kind of weird that I haven't tried any of them at this point. I think it, at some point I am going to play one.
So. Yeah, get the one for the. Get the, not this one, not Generations, get the Monster Hunter Worlds. And,
well, he doesn't have a Switch.
By the time I get a system to play it, it's going to be like Monster Hunter Super Ultimate Generations Edition or something, 2.4.
Yeah.
From what I hear, like, I don't know, I mean, this person's word can be questionable at times, but he's a big Monster Hunter fan. He says that Generations' big problem is that it doesn't have any of the interesting things 4 did.
Freak 5 says he's sure that Season 2 of Luke Cage will be before Infinity War, but I wonder if Season 3 of Daredevil will be after. It's kind of weird how they're treating those MCU properties. They kind of don't feel like they're part of it, even though I know they are. It's kind of weird. What channel is Cloak and Dagger coming out on Freak 5. So, all right.
It's like one of those streaming chant networks. Wow. I'm not sure which one. But I was saying, I'm wondering how this is going to affect the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because they even though the movies don't really acknowledge the existence of the show has always acknowledged the existence of the movies, you know?
Yeah, I just...
It's always affected them. Like
I saw the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then I kind of dropped off after that. But
they're finally giving off a big payoff from the first season.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, season. You remember the gravitonium hinting at the beginning of early in the first season?
Yep.
That's finally coming back into play.
Oh, so. Okay. So it's something to look forward to when I see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
All right, Eric. Because you do need to catch up, because Ghost Rider's fucking awesome, man. Yeah. You really have to see the Ghost Rider season.
Yeah, I really do. All right, Eric, next story, please.
The next story is from RPG Site, and it's about Smoke and Sacrifice getting dated for May 31st, the Switch and PC.
Uh-huh.
And it is about a girl who gets stuck on a tiny island with only a little bit of fertile land. And it sounds like there's a little bit of farming, but there's plenty of action still.
You know what the art style looks like to me? Bastion. A little. It looks a little like Bastion, just darker. So it looks okay. I'm looking at it now. I saw it before the show. It kind of has that kind of aesthetic, but it looks pretty. Looks pretty so far. So looking forward to that. Breakman, next story, please.
Sorry, we're talking about agents and chats, so you have to leave me alone for a minute.
Oh, okay.
sure. Right, sorry. Next story comes to this RPG site. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a great show, and more people need to watch it. New information released for Nintendo Switch Online paid services. And, I mean, really, the last two seasons have just gotten really better.
Well, good, even. Because I thought
it was a good show, as it was, but, like, the last two seasons have upped the ante, like, things with like Ghost Rider and now, Graviton.
Yeah, cool.
Like, fine.
You talk about how absolutely ridiculous the original Infinity War and Thanos comics were, because, like, he'd summon helicopters even though he could probably fly.
When Nintendo Switch was religionally revealed, what? New information released for Nintendo Switch Online paid services. When Nintendo Switch was originally revealed, it was noted the system would eventually require an online subscription to play on games online. While said service has been delayed multiple times, Nintendo has finally given us some more concrete details for how the service will work and how much it will cost and when it launches in September. The service is called Nintendo Switch Online, and there are five main points Nintendo has decided to highlight. Online play, Nintendo Entertainment System titles for Nintendo Switch Online, cloud-based save data backup, access to Nintendo Switch Online phone app, and some as of yet undisclosed other special offers that will remain exclusive to subscribers. Okay.
Yeah.
Online play is rather self-explanatory. Yeah, gee, thanks. The previously announced updated NES game service was for subscribers has been further detailed with today's information. The service will start with 20 games. Oh. With titles such as the original Mario Brothers and Legend of Zelda leading the pack. Much as originally announced, players will be able to play the games online, though with today's announcement, we have learned that players will also be able to share their screen or even let others take control of the game while playing online. That's kind of cool. The Nintendo Switch Online phone app will also support voice chat for players while using the service. I could use that. Like, hey Eric, hey, kind of stuck here. You're like, God damn it, this is like the third time this week. I know, sorry. Switch on. Eric's like, damn it.
I think it's a little bit disappointing that they're only just starting with the NES.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably testing the waters. They probably want to see how this goes before they switch over to.
If you're doing NES, I think your expectations might be a little too high, because you might want to lure people in with a higher grade console. Because the NES has a lot of garbage on it. It's not one of my favorite consoles.
Yeah, that's not fair to say, because every system has a lot of garbage.
Even the first party offerings don't really interest me that much. I mean, aside from Mario 3, like. I don't really care about the first part of titles.
Plenty of fucking good stuff on the NES. How dare
you? Dr. Mario, Tetris.
And I'm more worried that, like, yeah, the virtual console's dead. It's not coming back. But, like, this is basically its replacement. But, like, I'm sure at some point you'll eventually be able to buy the games you want to keep forever and not have to use a subscription to keep playing. But, what were you saying?
Okay, so anyway, back to the next point they talked about. The Nintendo Switch Online phone app will also support voice chat for players while using the service. While the subscription is active, all of the games will be playable, and Nintendo has pledged to add even more titles to the service for the future.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. It's to me, that's an extra added bonus. And plus, look, Nintendo's doing something really smart here, right? $20 for a full year. What do you pay for a PS Plus membership? What do you pay for Gold membership? It's like, what, 50? 50 a year?
60 a year if you don't find deals online.
Yeah, so...
So here are the games that they've revealed so far. Soccer, Balloon Fight, Tennis, Ice Climber... When Eric said there was a lot of shit on the system, those four titles come to mind. Donkey Kong, Dr. Mario, those are classics. I love the original Mario Brothers as well. That's
Super
on here.
Mario 3.
Legend of Zelda is considered one of the greatest games of all time. Original Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Bros. 3, which is probably the best game on that system.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. And
I'm just worried that like third parties will like not. I want them to at least match their output from the Wii U's Virtual Console library, because I don't expect them to exceed it.
Well, we'll
like,
see.
Because the Wii U Virtual Console had a problem where like games that were on the Wii Virtual Console didn't show up.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, so to continue, the next point is they announced they have cloud saves. They haven't announced any details, so we have no idea what the limit will be and if they'll maybe start charging if you want extra saves or anything like that.
Still can't back it up manually, which sucks, but hopefully that's in an update.
The Nintendo Switch Online phone app will eventually require the paid subscription service, and it will still be used for your voice chat on the Switch. That's kind of...
It's interesting.
I think that's kind of cheaping out, but whatever. Besides all that, Nintendo claims that there will be other perks for purchasing a subscription that will be revealed at a later date.
Probably E3. I wouldn't doubt we'll get some
I'm thinking
E3.
Maybe like free games on their service,
Yeah, something like that.
Points
Nintendo,
to get new
Nintendo
stuff
probably doesn't want to put effort into voice chat because, number one, it cuts into CPU processing.
Yeah.
And then, number two, people are probably just going to use Skype anyways.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. Pricing for the subscription is broken down into a few tiers. For one user, the subscription will cost $4 for 1 month, $8 for 3 months, and $20 for a year. Oh, that's really cheap compared to everything else. That's, but you know, they're offering full voice support on the other system.
Yeah.
Subscriptions are not shared across an entire device, so Nintendo is also offering a family plan. For $35, that will cover up to 8 users in a Nintendo Switch family. Groups can be created starting on May 15th and will allow up to 8 Nintendo Switch accounts linked at any given time. One interesting thing to note here is that the subscription is truly tied to the account here. Nintendo mentions that if you log in with your Nintendo account on a different system, the subscription will be active.
Oh, okay. That's neat. I like that.
And so far, that's all they've announced. And here they say in the article what I was thinking, too. They might announce more of E3 and, about a month away now, aren't we? Because I think that's the 12th. Wait, we talked about this last week, and I've already forgot.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Banner Saga, hopefully not Bruce Banner Saga, will be for the Switch, launches May 17th.
Or the Eric Bana Saga.
it's the 12th. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah. Okay, 12th. Switch version of the Banner Saga will launch May 17th, just what I said. And there's an about, et cetera, et cetera. Not much in the way of screenshots, but that's something to look forward to. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is about a game called Monster Slayers. Roguelike deck building RPG Monster Slayers launches May 15th for PS4 and May 18th for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Launching PC launch in 2017 of March. Roguelike deck building Monster RPG Slayers will launch yada yada yada. But via publisher Digirati and developer Nerdook Productions.
Yeah.
This is a PS Vita version still going to come, apparently. But users who pre-order the game will receive a 20% discount. So you have to Tuesday to get 20% off.
Yeah. As soon as they said card-based, I was not on board. I'm sure Break feels the same way. It looks pretty. I mean, it's got a nice little cutesy monster style, I guess, is the best way I can put it. But, I don't know. Roguelike as well. Like, roguelike deck building.
Like, you already have the randomness of roguelikes. You need the randomness of card battling.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. And that seems a little... That's a stretch. All right, break. Next story, please.
I didn't have the next story loaded. I was expecting somebody else to read it.
Oh, okay. I'll read it. From Vanatsu. Action
See
game
how I get my way?
Yeah, I know.
See
yeah.
what I do, people?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you could do the next two stories, break. Action game maker MV coming west as Pixel Game Maker MV. First details and screenshots. Easily create your very own original action games. See, I'm not a creator. I wouldn't be able to do this. But so it's just a game maker, and you can read about it on Gamatsu site.
You make games like Castlevania with it, though.
Yeah, like Castlevania or stuff like that. I'm guessing. You know, sort of like RPG Maker, but this one's action oriented. All right, Breakman, do you have the next one up?
Okay, next one coming to us live from Gamatsu. Neo Geo Mini announced includes 40 titles. Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not nearly as expensive as the Neo Geo console was.
So anyway, following a tease last month, NSK has officially announced Neo Geo Mini, a video game console featuring 40 titles from the 1990 released Neo Geo. Yeah, okay, thank you. Neo Geo Mini is 135 millimeters wide, 108 millimeters deep, 162 millimeters in height, and weighs 600 grams.
So it's like a Game Boy or something like that.
It's like the size of one of those, like, tiny mini Galaga things that you can
get. Yeah, it looks like one of those old, really old, back in the mid-80s, those tiny arcade machines. They looked like miniature arcade machines, but it had crappy versions of, like, Frogger and Pac-Man.
Yeah.
They played well, but they were missing frames and they weren't the full game.
Yeah.
How much is this? Does anybody know? Because that looks cool.
It was like a slightly higher grade than the Tiger LCD.
Anyways, I wasn't feeling to actually give one the detail of it. It has a 3.5 inch screen, HDMI internal or HDMI. Terminal input for TV monitor, headphone port, and two external controller ports.
That's cool.
It includes a power supply cable, AC adapter.
It's nice that you can play it by itself, though.
Yeah.
You can play by itself, or you can put it in the TV. This is a win. Yeah. This is a win for the Neo Geo. And I'm calling it a win, man.
There's no price announced it, but yeah. I mean,
and that thing looks stubby. I'd rather use a controller. Yeah.
I love the joystick. Like,
yeah, the joystick's cool.
That's for fighting games. Like, yeah. You can clearly see like one of the King of the Fighter games on there.
Yep.
I want to know a price.
Yeah,
this
me too.
Sounds awesome.
I'd like to know a price on it too. It looks good. I
$900, just like a Neo Geo.
How dare you? How dare you? All right.
Yeah, that's a good point. It could be far out of my price range. Neo Geo always has been. God damn it.
I know.
Well, you know what? The NES Analog NT costs like $400, and the SNES NT is going to be about $180. Yeah. So right. Maybe it's closer to that.
Ooh, I hope not. Hopefully it's like $50. I'd pay $50 for that. $40, $50. That'd be cool. All right, Eric. Next story.
Angels of Death from... Gamatsu, a Japanese horror adventure game, Angels of Death, is coming to Switch this summer. We could talk about a couple other things here, because the Playism has a bunch of announcements.
Yeah,
but,
let's not go too deep into it, but what are some
Says it'll release this summer in Japan for 1,389 yen, but I think it is coming to the Western developers via Playism.
Yeah.
So, this says it's unknown whether the Switch version will include any additional content. The graphics seem to have been improved. And in addition to the Switch version, a television anime based on Angels of Death is scheduled to premiere in July. And, one of the other things I wanted to mention, like, that's coming from Playism is that, there's a Switch version of Carol Blaster planned, and La Mulana 2 has a vague summer release window.
Oh, that's cool. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope.
All right, break. You're up.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, 3D animation novel The Midnight Sanctuary, coming to PS4, Switch, and PC this summer. Demo for The Midnight Sanctuary is currently available on Steam. This game will also be coming to Switch and the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, this is going to be right up your alley, Break. It looks.
Do you want me to read it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I? Did you? Have
you want me to, no, I'm saying, do you want me to read like the yeah. synopsis of the
no,
story?
No. We're good, dude. Oh, okay. I'm looking. I'm putting the trailer on now. It looks like Diablo in a way, but really pretty, but tactical. So I think you would really, really enjoy this game because I know you like Diablo, and if you combine that with like a strategy, like tactical, I think you would. And the cool thing is, you can rewind time, like Sands of Time. I don't know if you ever played that game, but
I don't know if he has a laptop good enough to play a game like this.
Yeah, I don't know, but it looks yeah. good. It looks really good.
That's for sure. But it'll be also on the Switch and the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there you go.
Maybe so, I can steal one of those. I mean,
steal.
Get a PS4. Damn it. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. 3D animation novel The Midnight Sanctuary coming to PS4, Switch, and PC this summer. I don't see a date, but there's a demo currently available on Steam, and there's no review, which I'm not going to go over. I'm playing the trailer for you all now. There's really not much to the trailer, just a couple of stills and
I thought you were talking about Midnight Sanctuary. You're talking about Iron Danger.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about Midnight Sanctuary. 3D animation novel Midnight Sanctuary coming to the
No, from PS4. Before.
Oh, yeah. No. All right. Next story.
I think I missed the story and I thought you were on the next one.
No. Good. We're on the next story, Jake Hunter.
We're on the Jake, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Frank.
That's right. No worries. Go ahead, Eric. Next story.
Next story. Jake Hunter Detective Story. Prism of Eyes announced for PS4 Switch. Now, this is a series we should have gotten a long time ago. Well, we didn't, but whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't even get any of the newer ones that we could have. Because there were a couple 3DS entries. But latest issue of Weekly Famitsu reveals Jake Hunter Detective Story. Prism of Eyes. The latest entry in the long-running Jake Hunter Detective Story adventure game series for PS4 and Switch. Hopefully somebody picks this one up.
Hopefully they can pick it up and maybe do pick the other ones up like a double disc deal where you get the first three games.
I don't know. The older entries might be harder sells because they're really old.
Well then,
this is a series that goes back to the NES.
Well then, let's get like a story synopsis video, like a DVD or something. You know, something like
that. I don't think it's an ongoing story. Eric, I think they're like standalone games.
Oh, they're standalone? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought they were continuing stories. That's why it was a series. But, all right, cool. All right, Break. What do we got next?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll do it. Kickstarter.
I'm having trouble here, sorry.
That's right, no worries. Kickstarter campaign launched for 4-player co-op action RPG. Rogue Heroes, Ruins of Tassos comes to us from Gamatsu. Heliocentric Studios has launched a Kickstarter campaign for Rogue Heroes, Ruins of Tassos, a 4-player co-op action RPG with roguelike elements. God damn it, man. They always add, overly ambitious, I think, in these smaller games. But anyways, that combines procedural dungeons with an expansive overworld full of secrets and is backed by Square Enix. So give them the money, Square. Jesus.
What? Yeah. The only game I'm probably ever likely to get review code from Square Enix was the one I just finished this week. Actually, I've forgotten. Oh, actually, I think I did write it down. But that's only because they went through a different PR company.
So it's basically looks. It's inspired by 16-bit classics like Zelda and Harvest Moon, and adds modern features and design. So it sounds like you're paying for a modern home, not a video game, but whatever. 20,000 is what they're searching for. So there you go. Yay? I don't know. You guys...
I guess. I don't understand why they, if they have a publisher,
right,
why they need a Kickstarter. Right. I'm kind of confused by that.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the game. I'm like, this is something I probably would not support. But okay.
Well, the Square Enix Collective, I don't think they directly publish these games. It's just like a thing that they do on the side.
Well, I mean, if they have that bad,
they like sure. What's the thing on the side then? If they're not publishing,
it's like Square's name did not show up anywhere all at Forgotten Man. It's just. Wow.
Well, I'm saying if they have the backing of that group, they have connections to the people at Square. So I'm not I'm with Breakman. I'm not entirely sure why they're begging for money on Kickstarter. So
right. I'm really confused. Yeah, what's going on here? We need more details.
Yep, I totally agree.
I'm going to search up the Square Enix Collective, and you could stop accusing Square of things.
Go ahead. I'm not accusing Square of anything. I'm just saying.
I don't think either of us accused Square of anything, did we?
No, we didn't.
I didn't think we did. I think we're being falsely accused here.
I agree. I think we should have a trial.
This is a witch hunt.
It is. It's a witch hunt.
I think we need to burn that witch, not us.
I think we need a reprieve on to the next story, Breakman.
Says Square Enix Collective has been created to act as a service provider for indie developers, either through helping to build community or with support for releasing games. Regardless of which services we work with you on, you'll always retain your own IP as well as creative control over your projects. At each stage, it's up to you if you want to continue work with us in the future.
Yeah. All right, next story.
Okay, so what kind of support are they giving, though? Do they give any kind of hint to what kind of support it is?
Yeah, there's nothing there. Like I said,
so it's not monetary support.
They probably just help you get. They probably just help you get noticed easier.
Yeah. Well. Let's hope.
I'm wondering if they kind of help you get, and if you need
I don't think funding is involved at all.
Well,
okay. Well, then never mind. I take back what I said.
Yeah. All right, Break.
Squinix is just doing this thing where they're actually just saying, "Hey, this thing exists, but we're not going to help them."
Yeah, we're not going to help.
We'll
mention that we're Square Enix Collective, and hopefully that'll get you enough money to. Make your game. All right.
It's like a lot of charities.
Yeah. Break. Exactly. It's like a non-charity charity. There you go.
Yep. Hey, this exists over here. Give us money.
All right, guys.
They're not getting any of it, but give us money.
Yeah. All right, Break. Let's
continue. Quintus Life from Silicon Era. Find High Seas Romance while retaking your lost ship in a Tomy visual novel, Unmor.
Yeah.
When Louisa finds that her father's ship has been has been taken from him through the deception of one Monsieur Verado, she sets out to use her wit and strength to get in back, to get it back. Why can't I speak? Why can't I just say it? And maybe find a date along the way. Well, of course. I mean, because when you're busy trying to save the world, or, well, in this case, you're not saving the world, but when you're busy trying to do it, go on adventure and return what's rightful to yours, you have to stop the screw or something.
You know
point,
what
right?
I figured out?
These characters look like they came straight out of Front Mission, though.
You know what I figured about visual novels for the most part? They're just romance novels in video games.
Well, form. Not all of them. Like, well, you played Danganronpa or.
No, no, no.
At the characters, not the video, but every single character pretty much looks
Atome
identical.
Is in vogue, so they're the visual novels that get most representation nowadays.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is...
You know what I mean? Like, they all look like they could be either a male or a female. Like, every one of these characters.
Yeah, that's like androgyny.
They're headshots. Yeah, I mean, like, this is like the ultra androgynous show.
That makes it easier for people to have headcanons and to get in with the, like, gay, lesbian, and trans communities.
Yeah, why not? I'm all for that.
Louisa's journey will take her across several different locales as she seeks a means to get her father's ship back, talking with an array of characters to get information she needs. While doing this, it is possible to develop romantic relations with three different men, each with their own unique looks, desires, and personalities. As I just discussed, they do not have that very unique of a look, and not that Louisa needs any of them, as players are also capable of going through the story and getting the ship back alone.
Yeah.
It'll be on Steam someday. Yeah, there's no date at all. So yeah. It'll be up for something.
Oh, no. Go out on a limb and see if this game was made with Ren P.
Unmoor is available now on Steam for those interested. All right, let's move on to the next story from Silicon Era. Paracusia is a PSX horror-inspired trip to a creepy movie theater. Silent Hill much? While searching for her sister, the heroine of PSX horror game-inspired Paracusia finds herself locked in a movie theater filled with strange masked creatures that want her dead. So sort of like Demons, Night of the Demons. Fans of the original Resident Evil will be able to comfortably settle into Paracusia's tank control scheme and may be well-versed in dodging foes to save ammo for when it's really needed and is quite scarce. So, yeah, it's kind of a throwback, looks like. Masked creatures in the
game.
So
if it's a PSX game, how are people going to play it?
I'm hoping
this is at least better than 1995 was, because 1995 was like a Silent Hill clone, but it was like totally not fun.
Yeah, the masked creatures in the game mainly move slowly, allowing players a chance to sneak by without using a shot, but they will also have access to a knife. It's just a computer, a PC title. So there you go. Pretty ambitious for the people who did it, though. I give them props for doing a PSX game on the computer. So, all right,
Eric. No, it's probably easier and better to sell a game that feels like one of that era of game on a platform that isn't that era, because some people are still making NES games.
Yeah,
Like a Rainbow Bray NES game that has a Kickstarter right now.
Oh, Jesus.
And some people are putting the exact same game in cases and marketing it for $100.
Yeah.
Capcom. Now. Mega Man 2 and an X, $100. But then again, this is the same company that tries to sell you Street Fighter 2 for $40 on the Switch.
Yeah. Freak 5 says that game sounds cool. So cool. All right, next story, Eric, and last story, thankfully.
Okay, and the last story is about blasting demons back to the underworld in Shmup Hellstar Squadron.
Yeah.
And take that, demons.
Yeah.
Bullet hell Shmup, but pretty simple color scheme. It looks like an NES game.
Yeah. Looks good.
Character design looks kind of crap, though.
Yeah, the characters going for the design NES look,
as I've seen better.
Yeah. What systems is this coming out for?
Steam.
You know what the color scheme reminds me of? It reminds me of the Super Game Boy color scheme, how it would change the colors of like the old colorless Game Boy games.
Yep.
This looks more like a Game Boy Color, not a Super Game Boy.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, remember how the Super Game Boy adapted like the very old Game Boy games, like Mario Land and stuff like
that. Yeah, I could see that.
Like, it looks kind of like that. Like,
it's sort of like
adding color to black and white. That like four exact colors. This has four colors.
I'm saying this doesn't look that much off from four colors, though.
It's sort of like those black and white movies that have been redone in color. Have you ever seen those?
Yes. That's terrible. One of those things that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, terrible. It's awful. Stop doing.
Maybe it's fun though.
I saw Night of the Living Dead like that, and man,
this game kind of reminds me of Rekka.
Yeah. All right, that's the news, guys, for this week. So let's move on. Any homie discounts, anybody? I know on PlayStation Plus you can get Rayman Legends still and Beyond Two Souls, which I picked up. So that's something to look forward to if you're a Plus member.
I'd also like to point out that Toys R Us is finally becoming viable if you're looking for discounts. Games are now 40% off there.
Wow.
If you could find anything worth value, because The last, maybe it's just a Toys R Us I went to, but there was like not anything I was interested in.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday actually, and they have been restocking because they're emptying out their warehouses. They might add stuff.
Yep.
So
Keep
it
checking.
Might be worth to check it out. I know they still have some game systems, not many. I think it's just a lot of 2DSs from what I saw, but they're only at 15% off still.
Yeah.
So the systems aren't selling as quickly as they think they would. Because people are coming in expecting those to be 40% off when the games are 40% off.
Yeah.
And no. Systems are – you got to sell those at manufacturer retail price.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you aren't
going to make a profit.
Yeah. I mean, they really don't want to cut the prices on those. So there's been – so those – like I'm thinking you might find some 2DSs left over and stuff like that. Yeah. But they had a pretty good selection of –
them doing is 20%.
What were you saying, Brake? What were you saying?
They had a pretty good selection of Xbox and PS4. And PlayStation 4 games left.
That's cool. I might check it out.
If it gets to 50%, I'm going to get that Dragon Ball game that's been sitting there.
Oh,
yeah.
It's at 40
now. I'll probably pick that up at that price, like $30.
Yeah, exactly. If it gets to $30, I'm picking up the Dragon Ball game that's been sitting there waiting. I keep looking at it.
Yep. All right, any Twitter questions or comments break.
You should just stop asking, you know?
Yeah, I know, man. Nobody sends us anything anymore. How dare you folks out there? The one listener in Japan that we have, you better send us a question.
Speaking of listeners, where's Dungeon Buster at?
Hey, here's a...
He wasn't here last week either.
No, or the week before that. Is he okay?
Hey, guys, I got a special treat for you. Hang on one second.
This is Dickie Barnes.
Holy dungeon!
How dare you?
Whoa!
How dare you?
It's been a mock sighting.
A goblin has entered the kingdom here.
Hobgoblin?
Yeah, a hobgoblin.
And you'd ever be a human.
But so I thought you guys would like that. Here, hang on. The guys want to say hey to you, man.
I forgot you don't qualify as human.
Oh, get out of here, son of a bitch. You're exiled!
Yeah.
No, you're exiled. Get away. We want him.
I was expecting more harmonica. That will do.
He said, Eric said he was expecting more harmonica.
Oh, see?
And Brake said, I'm not exiled. You're exiled.
You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You're all exiled! And Freak 5, you're exiled too.
You're Mega Man. I'll bluster you to the face.
You're exiled too. Exiled.
The Freak says we've encountered a wild mug. All
right, wild mug.
Wild mug.
Yeah, that's what Freak 5 says.
That's like a demon Shin Megami Tensei.
Tell everybody what you've been doing, man.
Isn't that the penis?
So I have to know, how did you escape the dungeon?
Oh, I don't. I still live there. At least for now, I'm moving next month.
You live in the holy dungeon.
Yeah, he's finally getting out.
How'd you get out to be on the show now? I'm saying, like, how's that possible?
Well, I was coming to hit Frank up for weed.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'll have to wait till after the show, you son of a bitch. Hit me up for weed. You're lucky. I went to the dispensary not too long ago.
I've got to go and get some myself.
Oh, do you?
I'm just out right at the moment.
Oh, cool. So see, there he is. He's the weed leecher, and he's still alive.
So why would you leave us? Don't leave us again.
I'm not here long term. I don't know what my schedule's going to be like. Although I may have more time after I move because I won't have a commute to speak of. Yeah. I literally live like 5 minutes walking distance away from my work.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I had a job where I used to live within walking distance.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
I miss
especially
it.
After having to commute either 19 or 33 miles to get home each day.
Damn.
And the 33 miles is shorter consistently by at least 20 minutes.
Freak 5 is exiled for the second time. He's going for a record today.
That's about the length of my commute from my old apartment
I'm
to
twice
my
and
place.
Nobody can see it.
Now I'm only 5 minutes away.
How dare you? How dare you?
So how are things going?
Mug, just blink twice if you're being held against your will.
I just said that I'm blinking and nobody can see it.
Damn it! Sorry.
Oh, Mug, sorry.
That was Freaked. It was trying to help you, so.
Apparently I wasn't close enough to the microphone.
Like tongue.
I'm not giving your microphone tongue, especially after you've done it.
Hell no! I'm just saying.
Yeah,
man,
you should probably put some like antiseptic on your lips and mouth after you're done with using his mic, just for safety's sake.
Once I leave.
How dare you?
You have not seen the squalor in which Frank lives.
Squalor, huh?
Squalor. I mean, hell, Freak's seen it. I mean, he knows.
Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
Is he like a hoarder?
Is he a hoarder?
Is it like,
he's told us he's like, a hoarder.
Is he to the point where like he's only got pathways to walk through his house?
Sort of. He hoards like fast food bags and packaging and stuff.
Oh, how
like
dare
that.
You?
It just winds up. I mean, I don't know if it's so much technically hoarding.
Exile!
It's not so much hoarding. That's like deliberate. This is just.
Is that his own version of Nintendo Labo?
How dare you, sir? How dare you besmirch my fine name, sir? Be gone!
Wait, are we talking about the same Frank?
I can't impugn Frank's dignity until I see some evidence of it.
How dare you? You son of a bitch.
Kids meal toys.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He opens those up and plays with them.
Mostly the girl ones.
Oh, How dare you?
And see that? He's a sexist. He's like threatened by the notion of
a... I know. Like he's upset by
Eric,
the fact that
Eric
he's
is,
Frank
okay.
is,
you
is
love
the
him,
shitlord
it's
of the
right.
show.
Yeah,
basically
how
what it
dare
is.
You? How dare you? You're just a shit. How about that, you son of a bitch?
I take great pride and pleasure in being a shit to you.
Freak Five says, I couldn't believe the mountains of kid meal toys that that Mug had. I know. I've been complaining about that, Freak, for the longest. And
yeah,
Mug
also,
those,
apparently
those
Frank
toys.
Needs glasses. Because it's
vote.
Just Frank had not...
Frank
it's all a bunch
how
of a Thanos stuff,
how
isn't there?
Threatened oh, violence on me. Anyways.
See, Frank probably has a Thanos-themed butt plug,
how
too.
How dare you guys for voting?
He has a... Wait, a what theme?
Thanos-themed.
Oh, a Thanos-themed butt plug. It's
the Infinity
it's,
Gauntlet butt
it's
plug.
Just
it's
giant been, purple
it's, thing. It's textured
dildo.
With his chin for extra sensation.
His scrotum chin.
Yeah.
Yo.
It gets him quite excited. I hear
you.
It every fucking night.
How dare you?
From two floors away.
How dare all of you? You're all exiled, sons of bitches.
It's nice to see that word still has absolutely no meaning. I wonder if it's the H that strips it of all meaning and relevance.
How dare you? How dare you? Give me my headphones back! Gotta
yeah,
do the show!
Take your goddamn headphones.
Oh. Right. You're upgraded for a moment.
Meanwhile, for that
how dare
moment,
you?
For that brief,
how dare you?
Shining moment
oh,
you
did it. I say that out loud?
How dare you? How dare you all, you sons of bitches? I hate you. I hate every single one of you. Every one of you, especially Mug.
If I didn't give him shit, he wouldn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. So what? You want some weed or what, man? Okay, well, you're going to have to wait till after the show, you son of a bitch. We'll go out there. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's all good. He's trying to negotiate the terms of me surrendering some of my weed tonight.
What do you like, Darth Vader? Pray that we don't alter it further.
All right. Let's move on with the show, guys. I don't have an extra pair of headphones, Mug, so can't give them to you, but we left off Homie Discounts Twitter questions. We got that all done. I've been playing MPQ, King Oddball, and Rayman Legends. I'll hold my review for King Oddball till next week. Eric, or actually, Break, what are you playing?
Really the same old, same old. Like I said earlier in the show. Sorry, I had to pause the belch. like I said earlier in the show, I've only on this third level of Gears of War.
Yeah. All right. Eric, what are you doing?
Or third chapter or third whatever, chapter, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know because it's kind of long chapters. I don't know how many there are in the game.
Yeah.
But it still feels like I'm not way, close to beating it. Anyway.
Hang on.
I'll just say it. It's like on Cheap Ass Gamer listed that Newegg has a sale on Final Fantasy XV Royal Edition for PS4 and Xbox One for $25 on via Newegg with a code EMCPUEE33. That's Echo Motel, I think. No, it's Hotel I'm thinking of. Yeah, it's Mary, Echo, Mary, Charlie, Perry. Uary,
so what, it's like $3?
No, like U as in under, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, 33.
Yeah, he's just giving you a homie discount.
Yeah, so that's like half off the regular price.
Yeah. All right, continue on. I'm sorry, Break.
You I wouldn't say... mind buying it for that price if it meant like I could sell my old copy that's vanilla.
Yeah. All right, Break, I think you did yours. Eric, yours.
I wasn't actually done.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. Break. Sorry, my bad.
I was going to say, I'm also playing the South Park phone game. I probably played that more than anything.
Yeah.
Every week they do every weekend they do a special promotion to give you special accessories and stuff like that depending on what kind of characters you play, what kind of fantasy or what kind of costume set you play. If you play like the Old West, or you play the fantasy or the religion or the science fiction. This week they're doing all the stuff that I don't use. So this weekend, so I don't know how I'm gonna do. I'm not doing too well. So far, I haven't won a game since I've tried to play. Because the way it's a game set up, you level up your characters to keep you level up your character by leveling up your party characters, but you can't level them all up because of limited resources and limited cash. So I use the type I obviously I level up the characters that I use. which doesn't leave me any money to level up anything else.
Yeah.
So playing on, so I'm playing against people who, a lot of people are better. You know what I'm saying? Their characters are higher level than the characters I'm trying to use, and it's not working.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Break?
No, I'm done ranting.
I'm looking at this goddamn link that Freak 5 sent. I'll probably get banned from YouTube now that I put it on. But it's got, like, a Hulk green dick, an Iron Man butt plug, a Thor dildo.
What the?
Yeah. They got them. It's called Indulgers. Pleasure.
This is Rule 34, man.
Yeah.
That is a
Black
Widow fleshlight. Infinity Gauntlet.
This can't be real.
Dildo.
This isn't real. No, this isn't real. There's no way this is real.
Oh, and they, of course they had to have the Black Panther on the end there.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's Black Panther.
I see a Black Arrow.
Yeah, maybe it's Arrow. Or
Yeah, that's an Arrow. That's an Arrow. Yeah. There's an Arrow, a Fist, Black Widow. We got the Arrow, we got the Gauntlet, we got Black Widow, Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, and then the Hulk.
The big veiny green Hulk dick that Freak 5 likes to frequent on himself. But that's special. All right, Eric, what have you been playing then?
The Infinity Gauntlet one, that one just like, wow.
It's just a fist. It's not even like, there's no even sockets for the gems.
Look at these.
Yep.
Avenger sex toys.
Yep. Those are good.
Yeah, she just turned her nose up at that. Yeah, that's, it's kind of our reaction too. Like, that's, yeah, like there's nothing wrong with sex toys, but we just, why'd you gotta do it with the Avengers? Like, this just,
I mean, people have fantasies about Hulk and Iron Man, and you know what I'm saying. Freak Five
don't,
says
don't gratify those people. Ignore them.
Freak Five says Freak Five says he likes the fist a lot. So I don't know.
Anytime Frank says Freak Five likes something, it's because Freak Five has just said Frank likes something.
How dare you? Get out of here, mongrel.
I think he needs glasses. Yeah.
All right, Eric. What have you been playing?
I finished Code Realize Bouquet of Rainbows, the Future Blessings half.
Okay.
And so I'm going to just... I'm not going to write a review on Code Realize since I've already done that, and I'll just point to the old review, and then I'll just mention that it looks good in HD. And then mention the Future pressing content, and that'll be my review. But expect that on Total EGN, like, in the next couple of days. And I'm also been playing Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey Redo, which is strange because I knew Atlas said this at the announcement press release for this game, like, months ago, but The Japanese voice acting is still the only voice acting audio track in the game, which is odd because every other Shin Megami Tensei game with voice acting has been done in English. And this one makes the most sense to use English since you're a team of an international team of spec ops that has been hired by world governments to investigate the Schwarzfeld.
All right. Anything else?
Whatever. And this Japanese voice acting isn't bad, but it isn't good either. I mean, there's probably lots of well-known voice acting talent there. It's just that I don't think they really cared to intonate or give emotion to most of these characters. That just kind of it's there.
Yeah.
So it's serviceable.
All right.
Not that Shin Megami Tensei has been known to have like deep characterization in their games, but the Persona games did, and the most recent Mega 10 game had a little bit more emotion in it. But
all right, what else you've been playing, Eric? Anything else?
Those are the only two, actually.
Yeah.
Forgotten Anne is another game I played this week.
Okay.
Took me about two nights to get through.
Right on.
You forgot about it. That's funny.
I didn't forget about it, but I forgot to put it into my listings, which is why it's a fun little adventure game that's like a side scroller. And so you have to like jump occasionally.
Jump. I would hope you'd jump occasionally in a video game. That'd be kind of a staple of...
Well, what's an adventure game? Most adventure games don't have that kind of interaction in the first place.
All right. There's a lot of games that don't have jump, Frank.
I know, jeez. I know that. Zelda didn't have, or Star Fox didn't have jump.
Also, for whatever reason, Forgotten is actually spelled with an O in the title.
Yeah, it is weird.
Bionic Commando didn't have jump, so they made a sequel that had the jump button, and it wasn't as good.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Eric, can you hold off on your reviews till next week? I will also...
It's only one review.
Oh, can you do it quickly?
Yeah, right, Mobile Suit Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans is the... it's not the latest Gundam, it's like the last two Gundam series. Like, so there's like Gundam Build Fighters and then Gundam Build Divers.
I can't keep track of Gundam.
And then there's Gundam Thunderbolt, and then there's... the Gundam 0079 or 0083 or whatever it is.
We're going to run out of names for Gundam. We're going to get like
006, the 96. Shit. That's what it was. Unicorn, Gundam Unicorn. But
Gundam Unicorn. We're going to get Gundam Underwear.
Anyways, this is an alternate universe series. It's not a Universal Century series. It's about how child soldiers were basically being used by nasty adults to fight their wars.
Yeah.
And this comes after like a long fought war with a machine life form, which you don't find out until season two, but these machine life forms are the mobile armors from those Universal Century series that people used to pilot. But in this show, it's like they gained a sentience and they were kind of like Starship Trooper bugs.
Yeah.
Which is stupid because like it's like mentioned why these things exist and why the Gundams have been retired and basically forgotten by history, but it's just a it jumped the shark when that happened. The plot happened there, yeah. But there's other problems with season two. Season one's fine because like it's about these kids rebelling against their oppressors, and then and like a group of them fight to gain their own independence and become self-sufficient.
Yeah.
But and season one ends on a good note, and then season two happens, and then everybody starts dying. It's depressing. It's like, why did the season even need to happen? Well, they should have just ended it after episode 25.
They have to add spice to keep viewers, I guess. So let's move on to your review.
Yeah, the show wasn't particularly great to begin with. I mean, it was an okay show.
Yeah,
and then they just kept it going, and then it just got boring. All
right.
Well, maybe that was the point of like telling people off. They're like, maybe we're sucking, so let's get rid of them, and maybe that'll help.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Eric, let's do your review quickly, man. We've got lots to get to here.
But the main character kind of reminds me of Hiro Yui and how one-dimensional he is. But anyways, they're all teenagers, and...
Wait, a Gundam story with all teenagers? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Gee, Willie. He's like, there aren't too many of those. Yes, there are. For almost every one of them is.
Right.
But, but these, like, teenagers are particularly younger than they usually are.
Hmm.
Right. It's like, usually, like, it's 15 and up, and this one's more like 13 and a half, maybe, at the youngest.
God, okay.
But, I'm going to give this show a 6.
All right, 6 out of 10. It's better than average, but not terrible. Okay, that sounds okay. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
My record basis is just to watch season 1.
There you go. All right, I have a review real quick. It's just I agree with everything Breakman said about Jessica Jones season 2. She's completely unlikable. Completely unlikable, man. Like
that sounds like Johnny Test. It's like Johnny Test is the most annoying thing about Johnny Test, and that's why nobody should watch it.
Oh, okay. Break, I totally agree, man. It's a good show still, despite that. If you think about it.
I liked a lot of the surrounding characters and stuff. It was just her. She was my big problem with it.
Actually, I didn't like any of the characters. Like, literally, there's
no... Why did you say it was still a good show if you didn't like any of the characters?
The show you can still hate the characters.
Yeah, you can hate the characters and it'd still be a good show.
Oh, like, oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like Naruto syndrome. I mean, like, the best part of Naruto isn't Naruto, even, it's everybody else.
Yeah. Even the boyfriend, the new love interest for Jessica Jones, is a piece of fucking shit. He's a counterfeiter, you know? So, like, they're all of them, like the Malcolm, the Trish, the mom, like, they're
See,
all
I
just...
like Malcolm, and she just treats him like dog
I agree.
Shit the whole time.
I totally agree, but he does kind of a shitty thing, too. So
at the end, after she's like treated him like dog shit the whole time,
totally
like, I can't blame him at that point.
I don't blame.
I told
I told Bridget the same thing. I don't blame him. He was in the right. Like, he, you know, and the fact that he went to the other company is kind of an aside. I think it's kind of shitty, but still, you know, it just that just
and like the whole like subplot with Jerry getting. Like, her having MS and, like, that. There was a whole lot of nothing going on there.
Yeah.
And Casper's addiction was the theme of season two, and there was a lot of that. But just her whole – the fact that she was, like, the biggest alcoholic on the planet, and she wants to give everybody else shit for being having other addictions.
I totally agree. But I did like one thing about the end of that season. They set it up really nicely for a third season. I'm not going to spoil because it's too soon to spoil on Jessica Jones, but like the way they set it up.
Like I said, I just feel like she seemed like she'd grown as a character in the other two seasons. And then this one, she just starts out like it was the beginning of the first season again.
Yeah, yeah.
She was in just a bad mood, and something happens halfway through the season, which I could definitely see upsetting her.
Yeah.
But by that point, she was already back to...
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree. I liked the season, but I couldn't agree with you more. I didn't like any of the characters, but the writing was pretty good. The direction was good. The acting was good. So it's a good series, just with characters that are unlikable for the most part. So I give it a 7 out of 10.
I agree. Like, they were really unlikable. The more I think about it, for me, it was really an unpleasant, like...
Yeah.
I did love spoiler alert, David Tennant made a guest appearance in one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, that episode was kind of fun because they brought him back, and I'm like, man, if they just made a series about him.
Yep. I wish they would do it about him, like, before he got to Jessica Jones. That would be that'd be a great show. All right, let's move on. Breakman, your stinko of the week.
Oh, my stinko. There was a local election, and there were two state that, well, there's a few things that were, passed and people won and shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't care about anybody I saw as far as I saw. But the stinko is one of the things that actually passed. There was some things that passed that made me happy, but one of the things that happened, and it's not that it made me mad, it's just that, like, what are we doing? We're going backwards. Yeah. Why are we doing this? We need to move forward. There was a state lobby to give more money to the local libraries and give them millions more dollars.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, at least that was a good cause. I mean, giving more.
Is it? Think about it. Like, who uses a library anymore?
Well, that's true.
They're not getting used even a they're getting used to a very fraction of what they used to be. We shouldn't be giving more money to libraries. We should be condensing them.
Yeah, I agree with that. But what my feeling is, why are we getting lobbying money, period? You know, that's the thing right there. I mean, it all goes back. Yeah, I say this over and over.
And Freak says he does. Me and my kids go to the library. And I used to as a kid, but not many people do anymore.
No, it's gone down significantly. Yeah,
because most people they stay home and they use their computer. They use their tablet.
Yep, I totally agree.
And a lot of schools have switched to using tablets. Not all of them. I know the public schools are still like, here are your books, here are your back-breaking homework assignments. Yep. Sorry about what we're doing to you.
Yeah, we live in the digital age. I never understood why books are even a thing anymore. You know, like, come on, get with the program. Everybody's got a smartphone. Everybody's got, and for those very few instances where somebody doesn't have data or some type of phone
and
or something.
And Freak says there are people that don't have computers and have some. I'm not saying get
very
rid
little.
Of libraries.
Right.
I'm saying why are we giving them more money?
Yeah, I could see your point. But it all goes back to what I've been saying all along, Break, and I know you agree. If we get the money out of politics, a lot of that shit goes away. At least all the dark money and all the lobbying money. And then we can get to actually helping people instead of worrying about how much money somebody spent on the library.
What is going on today?
What? What?
What just happened?
What?
First, a wild mug appeared, and now?
We agree. I know.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster.
No, I was going to say Dungeon Buster's in chat again.
Oh, Dungeon's in chat. What's up? Oh, he says... Not everyone has
see,
a fancy
shiny Dungeon Buster.
Yeah.
I'm
a shiny dungeon has appeared.
Digital books. I get that. What I'm saying is, why are we spending millions of more dollars to improve them and such like that? Like
there's still a market for books, but I agree. It's sort of like coal. There's still a market for coal, but it's so fucking antiquated. Like really, like. Get rid of it and go on to something.
It's sort of like in Best Buy. I went into a Best Buy recently. Their CD section is just
minimal.
The rack.
Yep, very minimal. Yep.
And soon it'll be gone.
Yep.
You know?
And the
because
same thing with movies.
Won't
movies
buy
won't
buy CDs anymore, and if they do, they can buy them online.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to buy movies.
I'm not saying that the libraries are extinct yet, but they are kind of the VCR, you know?
Yeah, see, Dungeon makes a good point. Maybe they can use some libraries can use that money to modernize and provide better access.
Instead of doing that, how about you condense what you have and take some of the money you're spending in unnecessary areas and use that money to fund different libraries? For instance, there's a local library downtown.
Yeah.
The main library, I should say, of the city. Toys R Us could use that money to modernize. It's pretty funny.
My library sucks. I mean, like, I've heard about cool
let me finish
the rent out games and Blu-ray movies, and this library in my area doesn't even do either.
Yeah, let's.
So I want to make a point real quick. Yeah. The library downtown has a section that has basically been used only for homeless people who are just using to stay there and such. And another section that has been completely unused, but is still being funded by tax dollar money. Now there was another library that wanted to just combine their resources with them, but no, instead we're just going to, spend more money on and updating it and making it, a bigger, start using those places for books that are going to go unread.
Yeah. I don't understand, man. It's a 21st century. I've said this over and over. There's so many things like I rail against railways. I think it's so antiquated. Like that we got so many different things we can do to get rid of trains and I don't know. It's just so stupid.
You want to make a library cool? Start using technology and maybe provide stuff like video games, Blu-ray films, manga.
Stuff that people actually want to not pay for.
I agree with that. Consolidating some libraries could be more helpful in some cases. I'm not against combo libraries. Voltron Library.
Voltron Library. That's awesome. All right. Let's see. Eric, did you have a stinko? I didn't see one listed.
And that's and still on that point, like, and we're talking about money in politics. Like, that's a lot of the problem. When they want, like, millions and millions of dollars, a lot of that money goes to the people in, like, the top offices, you know? A lot of the money that
top 1%, man.
Get back to me later. I got something I need to look up first.
That we fund the taxpayer money we pay into the government goes into people's pockets, a lot of it, instead of going to what we're led to believe it is.
Absolutely, dude. It's all about lobbying and whose pockets get lined up. Speaking of that, I'll go ahead and go with my stinko.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to.
No, it's okay. That's fine. You did good, Break. I have a couple of stinkos, and of course they're politically related. Michael Cohen. It's now like AT&T, Novartis, KAI, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty of others that have tried to line Michael Cohen's pocket to get to the president to get their policies enacted. This is yet another thing that adds to my theme of fucking money in politics. That shit's got to fucking stop, man. I think after this, I think we need to take a real long, hard look at this and say, you know what, politicians, be a politician, but don't be a fucking corrupt politician, you know. And then my other quick one is Chief of Staff John Kelly. He recently mentioned that he thinks that immigrants don't easily assimilate, referring to like Mexican Americans that have crossed the borders. He says they don't easily assimilate into American society. And
maybe that's because you're trying to keep it that way.
Well, part of the thing is people want somebody to come in from a foreign country and they want them immediately to start acting like they've been here. That's not how it's ever worked.
Well, when
basically the generations of past that you come into this country from another country, you speak another language, you're going to be a certain way. You're not going to be able to completely assimilate into the public.
But they
your
have.
Children will be more assimilated than you were.
Yeah.
Their children will be more assimilated than they were and such. Like, that's how it happens.
But actually, I think we're missing a point here, guys. Like, they have assimilated into our society.
Well, I'm not saying that's a bad choice of words. You know what I mean? Like, they don't speak – like, if people are saying they don't want you to have accents, basically.
Yeah, and that's
– I think that's a lot of what's going on. They don't want
bullshit.
You to
have an accent.
They hate the accents. They hate the color of people's skin. It's all racism, and I've always felt that John Kelly was a racist. Like you could just – I mean, when he was in the room with Donald Trump when he was spewing some of his racist shit, he didn't step up and say anything. He has no spine. I know he was a 5-star general. I know that he's got all kinds of accolades, and I appreciate his service for the country, but he has no spine. He has zero spine. I would trust just a private soldier out there more than I would trust John Kelly, because he really doesn't. If you can bow to a person like Donald Trump, then you have no business being there. So, I was really, really dismayed by that. John Kelly has shown his true colors. He should be ashamed of himself, and he should apologize to the many hundreds of thousands hardworking Mexican Americans that work to put food on his table, work to clean hotels where he stays, work to, you know, be construction workers to make the roads that he drives on. I mean, this is – it's just getting ridiculous. It's getting to the point where people are just going to start shooting people just because they want to start shooting people. You know, when you got people like John Kelly saying shit like that, it incites people. It doesn't make them want to assimilate, have other people assimilate. That's just – it's racist speak. And it's – I think it was a dog whistle. And I can't stand him for that. So, Eric, did you find what you needed to find?
No, but I found something related, so I can just talk about that and then rope it in. But since Texas is Texas and Ohio is Ohio, the people that were running for the primary positions in several districts lost because they were openly non-theistic.
Yeah. Well, what can you do, man?
Because they're not necessarily atheists.
Eventually, not theistic. Many thousands of years from now, I wish I could be here to see it, to see the like major religions just die, because that's what religions do. They just die. All right, let's move on to your sweeto break, man. Same thing, election results.
My sweeto goes back into the politics. There was one of the election results I was pleased with. And this is statewide, and I think Eric would be pleased with this too. Both parties agreed on this one. This was
I actually only voted on local issues in the primaries because I didn't do enough research.
All right, go ahead.
Well, the law that passed was the anti-gerrymandering law.
Oh, I love that. Yes, yes.
For people who don't know, what gerrymandering is when a certain political party is in power, they will kind of rig the districts in a way that is more favorable to them.
Voted for that.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a great law. This makes it illegal for the whichever party's in charge, and it happens with both parties.
Yeah.
To change districts to make it harder for some people to vote. It's definitely restrictive for voting, but not only that, it raises their support.
Yeah.
So
this might make it harder for the anti-abortion bill that wants to be passed.
It usually affects minorities and people with disabilities more and people of mostly Republicans
that's a proven fact
from it. From what I gather,
it's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Terrible.
that's my Charles Barkley impression. Yeah, that's what I was doing. terrible. So anyways, great law. And it's one of those few things that both parties actually kind of agreed in. Well, I'd say that the minorities of the party, you know, the people, the very few within the party have some common sense type thing.
Yeah.
They are the small minority.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, for sure. All right. Eric, did you have a sweeto this week?
Mug showing up.
Oh, your mug showing up. All right. He's sitting right. He's got a big old grin on his face, man. All right. I have a sweeto this week, and I'm going to name this one Life in the Slim Fast Lane. So I was talking to a certain somebody. What was that?
Nothing fast lane.
Yeah, life in the Slim Fast Lane. Anyways,
you mean Slim Fast is in the drink, right?
I was talking to somebody. will not mention her name. And we were just shooting the shit and, you know, talking about stuff. And I don't know how we got on the subject. It was about...
sex.
It was not sex. How dare you? It was... Avengers, we were talking about, like, getting tickets or something. I don't know. But she was telling me this story about how one time she was driving with her mom. And before she had gotten in the car, she was like kind of gagging because she ate so much, right? Like, you know how sometimes you get overindulged and you kind of just feel like throwing up and you kind of dry heave type thing. So this is what was going on with her in the car. She drove with her mom. And so she was like kind of, you know, dry heaving as she was going down the freeway, I think. And yeah, it was a freeway. And so anyways, a cop like appeared behind her and put on the lights. So they pull over and, this person, the policeman comes up to the window, you know, license, registration, all that stuff. And, she had been swerving a little bit because, you know, she was gagging and while she was driving and that caused the car to kind of swerve. And the question the officer asked her was, have you been drinking? And the normal response, like even if I had been drinking, me personally, my normal response would have been, no, of course not. You know, I don't drink, or, you know, something to that of that accord. But she said, yes, I've been drinking Slim Fast. And so the officer kindly got her out of the car and he checked out the back. He saw like a box of Slim Fast, and he immediately let this person go. So that's my sweeto of the week. That story that this person that shall not be named.
Don't drink Slim Fast, or you'll get dry heaving. That's the lesson.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my story, guys. My sweeto of the week. Eric, you didn't. I think you did yours already, right, Eric?
Yeah.
All right. Real quick question for you guys on the free-for-all this week. Early E3 leaks. I always wondered why, like, retailers don't get some sort of, like, sanction or something, you know, to prevent them from doing this. Walmart released basically all of E3 on their Canadian website. And it's all over the net now. We know what's coming. And it takes a lot of the fun out of E3. So I'm wondering, do you guys care, or am I just...
I try and avoid a lot of spoilers.
Yeah. No, I do too, for sure. I try to avoid the spoilers, but damn, man,
I got invitations to go show up at E3, but I don't have the money for that.
Yeah, I know.
I need tickets like months ago.
Yeah. Dungeon says Rage 2 was a surprise.
Oh,
I think
fuck
that's
Rage 2. Rage that, 1 sucked.
Well, I'm guessing Rage 2 is going to be better, but Rage 1 was not great. So
yeah, Rage 1 was definitely a disappointment.
Yeah. I just think it's shitty of retailers like Walmart to do that. So I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you think, Bray? Because, I mean, are you okay with it? Hate it? You know, stuff like that.
I mean, it's Walmart. Where we shouldn't be surprised,
yeah,
I guess.
That's true.
What's Walmart doing?
I can do. I'm not a big fan of the spoilers.
They spoiled it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that. Like, there are these companies that have big plans. Like, the employees have set things up where they're going to have these big reveals and stuff like this. Like, this can hurt people.
Yep.
Hurt people's jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like it. I hate it. And I wish there was some
sequel of Rage just has nothing to do with the first Rage.
Yeah. The first Rage was missing the ending. Hopefully the sequel will have one. Well, maybe they can do the ending.
I didn't play it long enough to get to the ending.
Yeah. You said hopefully they just ignore the first game entirely.
Hopefully they do the ending to the first game at the beginning of this next one, and then they do another ending. Or maybe they could just keep doing like that, like out of sequence, like endings at the beginning of the next game or something. Yeah, I know. All right. All right, so I think that's about it, guys. I don't have much else. Do you guys have anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing break? Nothing? Nada.
All right. I guess not.
There's not much else, man. I didn't have much else for Free For All other than that, unless you guys have anything else to talk about.
Next week I think I might have a subject, but not today.
Okay, cool. We'll be looking forward to that.
I do have one. Happy Mother's Day.
Although I think I might require asking you to do some homework on your parts, too.
Uh-oh. I hate homework. Breakman, happy Mother's Day. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, all the motherfuckers. I mean, mothers out there. Make sure to say hi to mom and get her flowers, chocolates, whatever. If you like your mom. If you don't like your mom, then fuck her, you know? So there you go. Hence, motherfuckers. Anyways, anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
Okay. Eric.
Plugs, let's see. You can go look at sites I've written reviews for, like totallyjammed.com. And this week I've got reviews up of Dragon's Crown Pro. And there's like two more. There's a. Oh man. Just trying to keep track of what I need to play and what I have played is kind of hard sometimes. But Death Road to Canada and A Robot Named Fight.
Okay. Anything else?
Then there's other websites like BostonBashBrigade.com and VlogNetwork.com and HonestGamers.com. And I have made an application to the RP Gamers website because they were looking for reviewers.
Oh, and that'd be good. You got a good body of work, Eric.
And I'm hoping that I get the position and that it will lead to me getting more contacts.
Yeah.
Or I could just use it as a reference on, like, somewhere else, and maybe I'll get more credit that way.
Maybe you'll get paid, finally. You know,
They don't pay there. It's not a paid position. I'm doing it mainly for the recognition.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's good too, man. That's good.
Now, in chat, we're talking about skepticism. I think we should try to mention what's going on in chat.
Let's see. Freak5 says, I was listening to an audiobook talking about ancient aliens, and I hadn't heard this before, but it was mentioned that it's kind of racist. And thinking about it, I don't think I have ever heard it speculated that Stonehenge was made by aliens.
Which both me and you respond like we've heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've definitely heard
Stonehenge aren't Moais. Fuck these things.
Yeah, like the Stonehenge, Stonehenge and the Moais, the Moai heads, like those made by aliens.
Yeah.
There've been so many rumors about Stonehenge, like it was ancient worshipping ground.
Maybe they're like the Crypts and the Bloods of the Galactic Age.
The Crypts and the Bloods of the Galactic Age. I love
Stonehenge versus the Moais.
That would be a great science fiction movie, man. That's awesome. No,
and they come back to this planet years later.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like the Bloods and
or
Crypts.
The Crypts and the Bloods are actually aliens.
Yeah, the Crypts and Bloods are actually
aliens.
They've
been here all along. They're just hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I think that's all we got time for, guys. I got to get out of here. It's getting fucking hot in this room, man. I'm dying.
I know. You just want to get naked with Mug.
Yes, I do want to get naked with Mug.
I'm sorry.
I do want to get naked with Mug so I could prove that I have a, you know, bigger, you know, Johnson. Oh, no, he's getting up. He's getting up to get undressed.
I'm sure that's a gigantic lie.
I should have put you on camera, you son of a bitch. Oh, get out of here, Bridget. All right, that's all we got for this week. My plugs are as follows. Follow at RP Grinders on Twitter. Join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on either Twitch or YouTube. Pick your fancy. We're on both. Check us out on, you know, other platforms, Stitcher,
iTunes.
Next
week is Deadly.
Eric! Jesus! Trying to get through this, man.
You're long-winded.
I'm not long-winded. I just started my goddamn plugs. Jesus. All right.
See, things haven't changed around here.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch. Exiled. You're all fucking exiled. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, see, I lose my train of thought, and then I lose it, and then that's it. Oh, I am going to be giving away that Avengers coin on the 500th episode. Hopefully Mug will be able to join us for the 500th episode on, what did you say it was, Break? July 27th, somewhere around there. So hopefully he can get some time off of work or something to come and be on the show with us to celebrate 500 episodes. And also I'll be doing a Grinder dance party, basically playing a bunch of cool music, or at least music that you guys want to hear because you guys give me the links. So that's about it. Anything else, guys?
No, that's it.
All right. All right.
Oh, wait, I do want to mention, it's weird, but Hasbro's purchased all of Power Rangers.
Yeah, I did hear that. That was big news.
I heard that there might be a, like, it might be falling through the deal where Disney was buying Fox.
Interesting. We'll find out.
They're only buying
20th. It was a rumor, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was only just 21st Century Fox, not the entirety of Fox.
Yeah. All right.
Well, right, but you know what I meant. Not all Fox. Right.
Thanks to everybody in chat. I think Bridget was in there. Freak 5 was in there. Dungeon showed up. Thank you guys so much. Special thanks to Mug for coming up and ruining the show. but yeah, that's about it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you guys here back next week. Until then, we are out. Later, guys.
Don't buy Slim Fast.
Don't buy Slim Fast. You son of a bitch. Don't buy Slim Fast. You son of a bitch.